Hey there, thoughtful listener. Would you like consistent and predictable sales activity with no spam and no ads? I'll teach you step by step how to do this, particularly if you're an agency owner, consultant, coach, or B2B service provider. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create more than $10 million in revenue. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. You can even chat with me live, and I'll see and reply to your messages. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We'd love to have you. With us right now, Calvin Corelli. Calvin, you are the founder and CEO of Simplero. You're found on the web at simplero.com. And then, of course, there's your personal website, which is calvincorelli.com. Both of those websites, to our friend listening, are in your show description if you just kind of click around so you can follow along with us. Calvin, it's great to have you.
Great to be here, Josh. Great to see you, man.
Yeah. Well, give us an overview of your work with Simplero, what Simplero is.
So the problem we solve is if you're a coach, course creator, that type of like info business, community business, you very quickly end up with 9 different platforms, right? You need a website somewhere, you need email marketing, you need a shopping cart, you need maybe a funnel, or like if you do high ticket, you want to do sales calls, you need a scheduling link to book people and a survey to qualify them. And that's not even talking about like a membership area or community, course platform, video hosting, affiliates, all of those things that go into this type of business. We do all of it in one platform because the people that we work with, they're not excited about tech and choosing, should I use this or that, or the other thing for like my email marketing, or should it, like, there's so many choices and we want to narrow it down, just have it all in one place and then make it simple for them to run their business so they can focus on, I think most people get into this type of business because they want to have that intimacy with their clients. They want to see that they're having an impact and that they're actually connecting with the people that they're here to serve. And so we help them do that.
Yeah. So do you mind maybe just kind of giving a high level overview of the main components of Simplero? Obviously the website, landing pages, affiliate, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Like it's your website. It's your landing pages and your funnels. It's all of the email marketing and all the automation and all the things that you can do around that. You can automate pretty much everything in the platform. It's your shopping cart. So people buy, you know, actually paying you money and subscriptions and installment plans and all these different things that you can do payment wise. Then once they're in, get them into a membership site, a community, the course, you know, content arranged, laid out in a course format, affiliate, tracking, surveys, scheduling links, like all of the things in that one platform. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we talk. So quick backstory here. I started this business because I was doing spiritual coaching with entrepreneurs, which is kind of my purpose. And I realized that it's a nightmare to do this type of business because you need all these tools. And so I started to build my own. And what I find is it's like the software gets in the way of doing the thing that we really want to do, right? And so, yeah, that's the software. That's the platform we're in the building.
Yeah. And if someone were to say, okay, well, I think that there's other all-in-one platforms out there that do this. Could you help maybe with differentiation for someone who's in the decision-making process? And I mean, I know what that's like. We kind of recently went through that and like, oh, what all-in-one platform is going to be the right fit for us? And Simplero is going to excel in certain areas. What would those areas be?
It's most of the platforms are either weak on the marketing side, or the marketing, the shopping cart, the payment side, or they're weak on the content community side. Like I don't know if we should name specific
competitors, go ahead. But it's fine. we're helping with the decision-making process. Yeah, yeah. And someone has likely come across the other, you know, other tools that are available.
So here's the things I don't particularly. So if you take something like high level, they're really strong on the marketing side, but they're very like marketing-y, like bro marketing type stuff. They're like agencies that's their background, right? Mm-hmm. For coaches, for course creators, for people like us, it's not like, we're not like marketers like that. We're there to create your results for our clients and have that level of intimacy. Sure, we want to make money. We want to have clients and all those things, but we're not, it's not the world we're coming from. And they're strong in that area. They're pretty weak in the membership community content area. Last I checked, Kajabi is someone who's like pretty strong in the course, but that, and then they got this community thing, but separate from the courses. And it's oddly confusing. Like we, for me, what we want is we want to have the community and the course content together in one place. So it's like, here you go to this one place. Then you have things like Circle and Mighty and places like that. And they're strong in the community, but they're not that strong in the content area and the course area. Or like School is blowing up right now. And there's, they have school, they have the community and the content together, but they have none of the other stuff to the business. So now that just becomes one of a bunch of different tools that you would need, right? So yeah, that's kind of the how I see the breakdown. It's like, we want to be really strong in the content, the community, and have enough of the marketing to give you the flexibility that you want to customize your customer journey while we're making the whole thing simple.
Yeah. And it looks like
we have one thing that's like,
yeah, go ahead, please.
It's something we've had trouble articulating is like, we say like we have amazing customer service. Like if you, and people hear that and think, well, they get back to me quickly or something with an answer, right? But it's not that. It's, if you look at our like reviews and Trustpilot places like that, it's people are raving about it. And I think it's because it's like when I got into online marketing in 2008, I quickly found out that it was like very bro-ish and very scammy and people were lying and they're lying, but not very trustworthy. And I was like, that's not me. Like we're about the connection and the intimacy and the integrity. And so I just went and focused on product and customer service and really seeing people, really making sure that people feel heard and yeah, seen and respected as individuals with us. And so that's something we overinvest in as a company because I care, but it's hard to articulate to people. Like it's kind of one of those things you, once you experience, you're like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Well, and I think there's a lot to be said for values and the energy around a certain, you know, platform. And there are platforms that, you know, it would be a huge net negative if I were to be invited to something and then I'm like, ooh, this feels just like a bro-y sales funnel. I don't feel like I would be in the right place in that. Yeah. So I think there is something to be said for, you know, fundamentally how that platform is structured. And it looks like, Calvin, that you end up working with a lot of folks that offer maybe higher ticket types engagement. Can you maybe share how a platform like Simplero would be appropriate for someone that is working with higher engagement, higher ticket type clients?
Totally. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's what we're seeing is working a lot right now. Like if you want to be able to make good money and also have big impact, it really helps to charge good money for what you're doing, right? It's typically not that much harder to sell something at a higher ticket than it is to sell the same thing at a lower ticket. You just make more money. And what's cool too is that people have bigger transformations typically. When there's more skin in the game, there's more like commitment on it. And that's actually what propels them to make that change. So the way we do that is by having those like that course and community thing together, but also having the funnel. So those people that are doing the paid funnels to a webinar, to a phone call, like you can build the whole thing in there and have everything tracked from start to finish in one platform, right? A lot of times, I'm sure you've seen this where you like get into someone's funnel and then it's like, you know, enter your name and email and phone number to like watch this lead magnet thing or this video, webinar, whatever it is, right? And then you watch it and then they're like, okay, apply here. And then you enter your name and email and phone number to apply again. And then they're like, okay, you qualified. Now go schedule a book a call with us. And you have to enter your name and email and phone number one more time, right? It's like, it's just silly because people are using different tools and doesn't remember what you told me, like what you said 20 minutes ago, because it's a different platform, a different tool. So we like to make that easy for and simple for not just you, but also for your potential clients.
Yeah. You know, aside, obviously from your leadership and, you know, work as a founder and CEO of Simplero, Calvin, I know you to be a bit of a steward in the entrepreneurial community. Would you mind maybe sharing, you know, kind of your vision for your personal impact in kind of the business owner community?
Yeah. To me, it's, as an entrepreneur, it's so easy to get distracted by all the noise out there. So if I the impact that I want to have is help people turn back to themselves, tune into themselves, and really get connected with their purpose, their passion, what they care about, and trust their instincts in it. And then from that place operate, and then realize that our business is our spiritual gym, right? We grow so much through our business, and that's how it's supposed to be. Just like we grow, our relationships are a form of spiritual gym, right? We grow so much through our relationships. So the journey of going to like realizing that every business problem that you experience is really a personal problem that shows up in business. And every personal problem is ultimately a spiritual problem that shows up. And so that's the impact that I want to have, is be that advocate for doing the work as the entrepreneur, because that's really like, ultimately, like we want to serve people, and everything that happens in our life is ultimately to serve us to grow, to become the person that we're here to become.
Yeah. Your personal website, calvincorelli.com, what resources would you recommend there? So someone that's maybe stumbled upon this episode and they want to learn more about you. So before we get back to Soplero, tell me about, you know, are there opportunities to engage with you? Or certainly, I don't know if you have any pillar content, or just, you know, more on the personal side, you know, things that might folks might want to go and partake in.
I think the best place to send people is actually to my Instagram right now. So go, same thing, Calvin Corelli on Instagram. Go there and then DM me and say that you found me on the Thoughtful Entrepreneur podcast, and just connect with me that way. I love hearing from people and just hearing the takeaway that you got from this conversation. I also have, for people who are coaches in this type of business, I have a video I shot a few weeks ago about the simple path to get to $10,000 a month. After I've been in this industry for over a decade, I've seen a lot of things, and I see what's working right now. And just how people, the big fight I'm fighting in the world is complication, right? There's so much, people make it so complicated. And part of the business model of a lot of the gurus and educators and whatnot out there is to try to make it more complicated. So it seems like you need their stuff, right? So I've broken it down to like really three very core simple pillars. So I'll send that video over. If you like, DM me the word 10K, and I'll send that video over to people. So just go on Instagram, follow me, and then DM me the word 10K. I'll send that over.
Very nice. Well, you certainly know what you're talking about there. Soplero has helped your customers sell over $500 million in services and and access. So what is the kind of the getting started process, or like if someone again is in this research phase, and how does kind of the beginning start with someone investigating Soplero?
Go to the site, sign up for a free trial, and then get on a call with one of our onboarding specialists. They're there to help you just find your way around, figure out like exactly what you're looking to create and how we can best serve you.
Yeah, excellent. That website, again, it's simplero.com, S-I-M as in Mary, P as in Paul, L-E-R-O.com. Directly on the website, you can click, it says start your free trial, you watch a demo, and you've got everything connected. Hey, you are also the author of a book, are you not, Calvin?
That is right, yeah.
Well, tell me more about that.
I got a copy right here. Show up and serve. Yeah. Well, the story is like, again, like there's so much noise and so much like bro marketing. Like you have to all do all these things. Like what I found is that when you show up every single day with a mentality and intention to serve your people, things will work out. Right. People think they have to do all this trickery, all this manipulation, all these tactics and techniques and all that stuff. You don't need that. It's for most people, it's just a distraction.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, the bottom line is we all know what you're doing. I'm talking to you, the marketer, right now. We know what you're doing. We know what you want. So if your intention is anything other than honorable for us, and it's just, you know, self-enrichment only, yeah, we all know that. And so, you know, to that person, if you've been struggling, there might be some wisdom, Calvin, in your book. And that, again, that's titled Show Up and Serve. I found it, if you go to simplero.com/book, I see where you can, someone can snag it for $7. So, and it might be just the life-changing message that you need. Calvin Corelli, again, thank you so much for the conversation. Simplero.com. I appreciate, Calvin, you sharing your time today.
All right. Thank you, Josh. And thanks to everybody listening.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. If you're a listener, I'd love to shout out your business to our whole audience for free. You can do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or join our listener Facebook group. Just search for The Thoughtful Entrepreneur in Facebook. I'd love even if you just stop by to say hi. I'd love to meet you. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful entrepreneurs. Hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes each day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.